Today's daf is Hayriyas Daf Gimel. And we are 30 lines from the bottom of Daf Beis Amid Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna Matzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos for Fu Shalema, for Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda, Shloima Ben Chaya Leia, and Chaya Sara Bas Esther. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Reb David Ben Reb Baruch. So yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, we began a new Masechta, the last Masechta in Seder Nezikin, Maseches Hayriyas, which we saw begins, and really, for the most part, the entire Masechta discusses the laws of Shoigeg, specifically the Korban Chatos that one had to bring in the event that he did an Avera B'Shoigeg, an Avera that had he done B'mezid, he would have been Chayiv Karis. The Mishnah began with a big Chiddush. The Mishnah said that in the event that Bezdin Paskin regarding a certain Chayvi Krisos, that it's Mutter. For example, Bezdin said that this piece of Chaylev, which should be Aser, B'Chayvi Krisos, one is really allowed to eat. V'halach HaYochid, and then a Yochid went and he ate that Chaylev, even though technically this Yochid was just over a Chayve Krisos B'Shoigeg, stating that he's still potter from bringing the Karban Chatos. And the Mishnah very cryptically said, Mipnei Shatala B'Bezdin. Because although this person made a mistake, he was hanging his hat, he was relying on Bezdin, and someone that is over a Chayve Krisos B'Shoigeg doing so, relying on Bezdin, is potter from bringing the Karban Chatos. The Mishnah said, what would be if the person that followed Bezdin was one of the Dayanim, or he was a Talmud Shehigia Lahira? Meaning, he knew that Bezdin made a mistake, but he felt, if Bezdin said this is the way it is, mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim, I have no choice, I'm going to follow them. Then the halacha is that when it's nisbarer, that it was really a mistake, he's going to be chayev chatos. And the reason is, mipnei shetola ba'atzmai. Because this person's mistake was really his own calculation. He thought mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim, so that although this is the wrong thing to do, I'm going to do it anyways. That's a mistake that he made, and it's for that reason that person will be chayev chatas. In fact, the Mishnah concluded with a rule. But as it relates to the first part of the Mishnah, which is going to take up the overwhelming majority of today's discussion, if Bezdin paskind laver al achas mikol mitzvahs hamuros b'Torah v'halach hayochid v'asa shogeg al piyem, the halach is that this person is going to be potter. If you think about it, it's a chiddush. Why? Because one of the many parashiyos in the Torah that talk about chatos is the parasha of the par halamdavah shel tzibur. What's that parasha? In the event that Bezdin paskin on a chayve krisus that is mutter. For example, Bezdin said that chaylev is mutter. And then roiv of Klal Yisrael, we'll see in the sugyas in the coming days how you define roiv of Klal Yisrael. But roiv of Klal Yisrael went and they ate this chaylev thinking it was the right thing to do. The halach is Klal Yisrael as a nation is now chayev chatas. The way that chatas was implemented, also a discussion, but super duper high level, ask the man on the street, there was one bull that was brought, known as the par helim davar shel tzibur. The point is, you have an example of a karban chatos that's being brought for an avera b'shoigeg, where the avera happened through a hayru bezdin lavor al achas mikol mitzvah samuris b'teira. So you see, the fact that the shkoga happened al yedei hayru as bezdin, that is not in and of itself a reason that you should suddenly be completely excluded from the parish of chatos. In fact, one of the parishias of chatos in the Torah, the par halam davash al tzibur and all its ancillary parishias, are talking specifically regarding that case. Afilu hachi, the Mishnah says that's true if it's the tzibur, but if it's halach hayochid, then already it's going to be different. So again, by contrasting the halach of this Mishnah with the parasha of the par halam davash al tzibur, you see what a chiddush the halach of this Mishnah is. It's obvious that this halacha must be based in some Gzeres HaKasov. That is very much going to be the topic of the beginning of the daf. Additionally, what we're going to see is that even though this is a Stam Mishnah, so you would think it's not even open for negotiation, but there was a Mesorah amongst the Amoraim that this Stam Mishnah is actually the opinion of a Yachid. Who's that Yachid? Rav Yehuda, as we're going to see, is going to say in the name of Shmuel, the Yachid was the Tana Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman is going to say in the name of Shmuel, the Yachid was the Tana Rav Meir. A little bit of a fun discussion, couple of braises that are going to be the topic of the very first part of today's daf. Says the Gemara again, 30 lines from the bottom of daf Beis Amid Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Zu Deber Rav Yehuda, the halach of the mission that says that if it was Hayru Bezen Lavor, Alachas Mikom Mitzvah Samuris Peter, Vahalach HaYachid, the halach is he's going to be Potter. That is the opinion of a Yachid. Which Yachid? Rav Yehuda, Aval Chachamim, Maimrin, the Chachamim, hold Yachid, Sha'asa Bahira, as Bezen Chayev. That a Yachid that does an Aveira B'shoigik, Shez Doinoi Karis, following Bezdin, is not going to be Potter, he is going to be Chayv. Says the Gemara, my Rabbi Yehuda, what is the Makar to this Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Ve'im nefesh achas techeta, Bishkaga me'am ha'aretz ba'asoysa achas mi'mitzvah Hashem ashaloysa yosan of Hashem. This is one of the many psukim that talk about someone that did an Aveira for which he's going to be Chayev Achatas. Says the Braisa that in this Pasuk, Hare'elu Gilmo Miut. There are three Miutim in this Pasuk. Now, what are the three Miutim? One Miut is the word Nefesh is extra. The other Miut is the word Achas is extra. And finally, the Hey of Ba'asoysa is also extra. Meaning, he could have said, Ve'im Techeta Bishgaga Ba'asoys. Ve'im Nefesh Achas. Nefesh Achas are both extra. Ba'asoys. Ba'asoysa. The hay is actual, these three miyutim, and the Gemara brings the drasha that we have from the third of the three miyutim. What about the other two? Ein Sham. Sham, by the way, is a teres kayanim. But regardless, hare elu gimel miyutim, and the one of the three miyutim that we need is ha'isa mipiatz mechayev bahiraz bezdin pater. Ba'asoysa is a miyut, and it's mema'it, someone that did an avera b'shoigig, but he didn't do it. Mipi atzmoi, he did it by Raz Bezdin, being that he's following Bezdin, he's a toil of a Bezdin, the halach is he's going to be Potter. Either way, this Braisa is the Makar to this halach of our Mishnah, which Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel is who? It's the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Now notice, there isn't even a Remez, Ben Benoy Shon Remez to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. So where exactly did Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel see that the author of this Braisa, which is giving us really the source of the Halach of our Mishnah, is Rabbi Yehuda? So we're going to get to that a little bit later. But first, my Rabbanon, what is Makar to the Rabbanon, who are chilek with Rabbi Yehuda, who hold that a Yachid that doesn't have a B'shagik following a Ras Bezdin is going to be Chayiv. So this Braisa is already a longer Braisa. The Tanya we learned to the Braisa, Va'adayin Ani Oymer. I still think, sounds like we're coming in middle of a conversation that we weren't privy to, right? So the truth is we are. In fact, Rashi, and this Rashi is Shaloi B'mkoymoy, this Rashi is on the left side of the Gemara, not on the right side of the Gemara. It's like 15 Rashis later than where it's really supposed to be. But if you look, it's towards the top of the Amid on the left side. Dibra Mascho Vadayin Aniyoim. Says Rashi, Reshi Demasnaisa Hochi Yisa B'teres Koyenem. The beginning of this Braisa, meaning the part that, for whatever reason, our Gemara doesn't mention, is as follows. It says in the Pasuk, Vim nefesh achas techeta bishkaga me'ama ores basoysa. The same Pasuk that the Gemara was discussing in the first Braisa. The word basoysa would seem to suggest that the person bringing the carbon chatos is a yachid. Meaning, if one person doesn't have a b'shoigig, he's going to be chayiv a chatos. Yachol, I would think, says the Braisa, yachid sha'asa chayiv, but shnayim sha'asu pturim. But let's say two people do. I don't know, maybe there's a din that if two people do the same aver b'shoigig, now they're not going to be chayiv chatos. Talmud Loimer, the Braisa says, Me'am ha'aretz afilu merubin. Me'am ha'aretz is a riboy, and it's mar, but they're not only a yachid, even a rabbi. Meaning, even if two people would do the aver, still there would be a chatas. This is where the Braisa picks up. Back to the Gemara. V'adayin ani yoimer, but even though I have already the Josh Me'am ha'aretz, I would still think that miut kol shechatu chayoven, that if the minority of the population would do the aver, then there would be chayv chatas. Why she'im bezim evin al yidei impar? Because if the minority of a tzibur, of a kohol, doesn't have erev b'shoigig, there's no par helam davar shel tzibur. For that, you need roiv of the tzibur. So being that there's no par, maybe there'll be chayev an individual chatas. Each person that did the aveir will have to bring a chatas. Aber roiv kol shechatu yipturim. But if roiv of the kohol would be chayte, you would think there would be potter shari bez mevin aleim par. Because bezin does bring a par for them, talmud loimetz. For that reason, the pasuk says, me'am ha'aretz. And from there we learn, afilu ruboy, afilu kuloy. Not only a yachid, not only a rabbim that are a miut, but even a rabbim that are a roiv or all of Klal Yisrael, where there's a parallel of davar shel tzibur, afilu hachi, the halacha is that this rabbim that does the avera, each individual is going to have to bring his own karban chatas. Just one pshat thing that I think is worth mentioning: the Braisa introduces three different shlavim, so to speak, as it relates to chatas. There's the yachid, there's the rabbim, but they're the mu'at, and then there's the rabbim that's the roif, or the entire nation. The fact that the yachid is obligated to bring the chatas, that's the pasuk that says ba'asoysa. From me'am ha'aretz v'marba, even a mu'at, but maybe, says the Braisa, I would think only a mu'at, not a rabbi. Oh, it says me'am ha'aretz. What do you mean? If Me'am Ha'aretz is need to be marba the mu'at, then how could Me'am Ha'aretz also be used to marba the rabbin, right? Now, our Gemara didn't mention what the makar is to be marba the mu'at. How do we know that the makar to being marba the mu'at is Me'am Ha'aretz? It's the beginning of the conversation that our Gemara picked up in the middle of that Rashi quoted. But Rashi quoted the beginning of the conversation, or the beginning of the Teres Kayanim, that said that from Me'am Ha'aretz I learned not only the Yachid, even the Rabbi. Now I would have thought maybe only mu'at. Talmud Leiber Me'am Ha'aretz. One second. If Me'am Ha'aretz is needed for mu'at, and I need a special riboy for Rabbin, then how could the same word be used? It's already not available. It's taken. I already used it to teach me if a mu'at. So this is a kasha that the Achrenim struggle. I saw the Chafetz Chaim in his Pirush on the Gemara says that it could be the Gemara is being medayik, that it should have said not me'am ha'aretz, but me'anchei ha'aretz, or some Lashon Kodesh synonym of that. Me'am ha'aretz is a little bit of a funny Lashon, and Chazal saw in it not one drasha, two drashas. Chafetz Chaim in his Pirush on Teres Kayanim learns Pashup Shad in the Braisa that way. But the point is, there's something Eino Yomer Elo Darsheni a little bit. But here's the bottom line. The Braisa over here is discussing the halachas of achatas and says that from the word basoisa, I would have thought only a yachid. Talmud Loimar Me'am ha'aretz. I would still think maybe only a rabbin, where it's the minority of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because there's no parallel davar shel tzibur. Where it's the majority of Klal Yisrael, and there is a parallel davar shel tzibur, maybe not. Talmud Loimar Tzim Tzveitin Mal Me'am ha'aretz. Says the Gemara B'mai. We need a little bit of information to be able to understand this price a little bit better. What exactly are the nuances of this price? Are we talking about where the shoygeg of this braisa was a good old-fashioned shoygeg? He was a shoygeg, it's maisa. He didn't chapetz chelev. He thought it was shumim. Well, if that's the case, bezdin maya v'detayot. Then why are we talking about bezdin? What's this svara to say that if roiv of Klal Yisrael would do an aveir of shoygeg, it's maisa, you would have thought without a triple limud that maybe they should be potter from shigas maisa because of paralam davar shel tzibur? You don't bring paralam davar shel tzibur and roiv of Klal Yisrael does a shigas maisa. When do you bring a paralam davar shel tzibur and roiv of Klal Yisrael does a shigas hayra, where they are a shoygeek but they were a shoygeek because they were following best? You have to say from the fact that the Gemara is using paralam davar shel tzibur as a factor in this braisa, must be we're talking about where the shkaga was bahayra. But the Gemara says that doesn't either make sense, because this whole pasuk is talking clearly about shigigas maisa. So I'm a little bit confused. The pasuk seems to be talking about shigigas maisa, but we're talking about paralam davar shel tzibur. So what's pashup shan in the brayse? Elo lav hachi kamar. Says the Gemara, you have to say the brayse means as follows: miut kol shechatu b'shigigas maisa chayoven. The Braisa is talking about Shigas Maisa, because the Pasuk is talking about Shigas Maisa. And what the Pasuk is saying is, V'nefesh achas techeta b'shgog me'am ha'aretz ba'asoysa achas mi'mitzat Hashem ha'shaloysa ha'son of ha'ashem, that not only a yachid that over Shigas Maisa is going to be a karma chatos, even a rabbin, and not only a rabbin that are a mu'at, even a rabbin that are roiv of Klal Yisrael or all of Klal Yisrael. But the reason I need these separately mudim is because had I only known yachid mechates a rabbin, and even had I known rabbin, I could have thought that maybe only a rabbin that's a mu'at, not a rabbin that's a roiv, because a rabbin that's a roiv, in the case of shigigas hayra, has the parhelim davar shel tzibur, as opposed to the mi'ut that's a rabbin doesn't have, in the equivalent case of Shigiga Sayra, a paralam davar shel tzibur. And it's for that reason I could hear that if there's a ribuy of Me'am Ha'aretz, maybe the riboy is only for that type of rabbin. That's really a miyot. That's not subject in the case of shigigah seira to param davar shel tzibur, as opposed to the rabbin that's arrived, where the shigigah seira is subject to the laws of param davar shel tzibur. So again, inside el alav, you have to say that what's going on over here is as follows. This brayse is talking about shigigah maisa, and what the brayse is saying is that you would think that dafka the miyot of the kol that sins b'shigigah maisa, they should be chayiv, and the reason is she'ein bezem avina yidein par bayra. It's because in the case of shigigah seira, they would not be subject to param davar shel tzibur. But if that's what the brayse means, and there's almost no other way to read the brayse, then what comes out is hohen chayavim. What would emerge then is that they themselves would be chayav. It would emerge that essentially what the brayse is saying is that if you have a rabbin that's a miut that's over shigigah seira, they're taka potter from the param davar shel tzibur, but at the same time, they're going to be chayiv for the chatas yochid. And that is the reason the Gemara holds that it's a good sushta to shigas meisa. Because if you find that a rabbin that's a miut brings a regular chatas b'shigas seira, then it makes sense that a rabbin that's a miut should also bring a chatas when it comes to a shigas meisa. Therefore, if you have a riboy mayama aretz to be marbe rabim, I have to say tafasta mut tafasta, pun intended, and say that it's only coming to be marbe the rabim where they're a mut. But if you're going to go ahead, you're going to be marbe the rabim when it's a rabim hechates. What's the svara? The svara is because the rabim brings a paral on davar shel tzibur, but the mut doesn't bring a paral on davar shel tzibur. So what? If it doesn't bring a paral on davar shel tzibur, that means it brings a regular chatas. And if you bring a regular chatas when you're a rabim that's a mut by shigas seira, then it makes a lot of sense. You should also bring a regular chatas when you're a rabim that's a mut when it comes to your case of shigas meisa. And it's for that reason the brayse continued and said yochel roiv tzibur sha'asa b'shigas meisa yupturin shari bezdin mevin alein par bayra, as opposed to the rabbin that's roiv of klal yisrael in the event that they are going to do a shigas meisa, being that the equivalent case of shigas seira, they're not going to bring individual chatois. Why they're not going to bring individual chatois? Because over there you have the par on davar shel tzibur, so mechateisa they should bring an individual chatas when it comes to shigas meisa. Tamalei me'ama aretz, it's for that reason we need ma'am ha'aretz afilu rubai, to teach me that if it's a rabbin, even if it's roiv of klal yisrael, the halacha is you're going to bring the carbon b'shigas maisa. But what do you see from the Gemara's understanding of the brayser right now? That if you have a rabbin that's a mu'at of klal yisrael that did avera b'shoikig she's doinei karas al yidei shigas hayraz bezdin, each individual is going to bring a carbon chatas. Again, where do you see that? You see that from the fact that the Gemara said that after I know that there's a ribuy in the parish of shigigas maisa for a rabbin, I would think that it's only for a rabbin that's a mu'at, not a rabbin that's a roif. A rabbin that's a mu'at that doesn't bring the parah on davar shel tzibur, there it's mistaber, you should bring the chatas by shigas maisa. But shaykhes, because you don't bring the parah on davar shel tzibur, that's a reason that you should bring a chatas by shigas maisa. The teretz is because if you don't bring the parah on davar shel tzibur, that means you're bringing a regular chatas. So we have a makar already that a rabbin that's a mu'at brings a regular chatas. If you have the makar, albeit the shigas seira, so it's a good sushtel to say the same should be true when it comes to shigas maisa, as opposed to a rabbin that's a roiv that doesn't bring the individual chatas. How do I know that? Because they have the parah. So by definition, there's no individual chatas. If there's no individual chatas, I would think b'shigas ma'isa also not. Now, b'shigas ma'isa, there's no parah on davar shel tzibur. Say there. But there's also going to be no individual chatas. That's the Talmud Loim, but that's the extra shlav. That's part three of the brayse. So me'am aretz is going ahead and is being marba. But the bottom is, the Gemara says, the only way I understand to read the brayse, and if this is pshat in the brayse, we're shtelling tzu shigas hayra to shigas maisa specifically, that there's a svara from shigas seira that we can apply to shigas maisa as it relates to a rabbin that's a miut, meaning chayre the svara is that the rabbin that's a miut brings a chatas b'shigas seira, so to b'shigas maisa. Oh, checkmate. You see from here, this is a mefurish b'raisa. This is the chachamim that hold that hayru bezem lavra lachas mi mitzvah samuris b'toyro v'halach hayochid. In the case of the price, it's a rabbin, but a rabbin that's a mu'it is the equivalent of a yochid. So v'halach hayochid, the halach is, he's going to bring a carbon chatas. But the Gemara says, I'm rapapa, rapapa semi mai. I don't know if this is really a tzushtal dum, aloy hein v'aloy bezem. Maybe all the brayse means to say is that if you would have one ribuy of me'am aretz, I would be marba a mu'it Meaning, Rabim, that's a mu'at, that they should be shayach to Shigigas Maisa, as opposed to a Rabim that's a roiv. Why? Because a Rabim that's a roiv has the power of Mdav Shal Tzibur. But a Rabim that's a mu'at, by Shigigas Hira, does not have the power of Mdav Shal Tzibur. Now, the Gemara said, okay, what shayach is? It doesn't have the power of Mdav Shal Tzibur. That's a reason you should be chayav the Shigigas Maisa. Oh, the Teretz is, the Gemara assumes, if you don't have the power of Mdav Shal Tzibur, that means you bring the individual chatas. So you see this in individual chatas for a Rabin, albeit when it's a mu'ud, so too, but Shigigas Maisa. Oh, checkmate. You see, not like the Allah of the Mishnah, must be the Chacham. But Rapapa is actually in the Zechayis. Rapapa is saying, I don't know if you can go so right. Maybe all the Braisa means is that to tell me that there should be a chatos for every individual with roiv of Klai Yisrael did Shigigas Maisa, that's less mistaber than when a miut did, because by roiv of Klai Yisrael, we see that where it's Shigigas Hayra, the Torah was menatik at legamre from the regular parish of chatos, and the Torah said over there, there's a parah on Davish al Tzibur. So being that there's a parah on Davish al Tzibur by Shigigas Hayra, so to say that now all of a sudden you're bringing individual chatos when it comes to a Shigigas Maisa, that's too far of a stretch. But when it comes to the rabbin that's a miut, although maybe the halach is that each individual would not bring a carbon chatas, but at the same time, you don't find that the Torah was menatikit on such a level that there should be a parah on Davish al Tzibur. So maybe as it relates to Shigigas Maisa, being that we have a chiddush haTorah to be marba, so tafasta will be marba, the rabbin that wasn't menutik legamri by Shigigas Hayra, as opposed to being marba the rabbin that was menutik legamri as it relates to Shigigas Hayra. So Rapapa is saying something a little fetchy, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute, but at the same time, Rapapa says, you want to tell me checkmate beyond the reasonable doubt that you hold that you have a raya from this braisa that the halach is that hayru bezdin v'halach hayoche, you're going to be chayv chatas, not like the halach of the Mishnah, maybe you can get out of it. So the truth is, the Gemara now, in the next seven lines, is going to be doicher rapapa. And really, in short, what the Gemara is going to do, the nimshel first, and then we'll see the mashal, the nimshel is the Gemara is going to say, I don't like that svara. No! The glad way to learn the braisa is that if we're proving from Shigigas Hayra to Shigigas Maisa that a rabbin that's a mu'it is going to be chayv chatas, it's probably because over there chayv chatas, not parol and davar shel zibur, yes chatas, we may well hear too. Your svara, more menotic, less menotic, is a little bit of a dachuk to svara. That's in English what the Gemara is about to do. Lamaisa, we're not going to have seven lines of English. We're going to have seven lines of Aramaic. And the truth is, seven lines of megumgum Aramaic. Truth is, if you look at Tosfos, it's clear Tosfos, the last few lines of Tosfos, had a different gears than our Gemara. The Achreinim try to make heads and tails of how to even read these next couple of lines. We'll try our best, but again, being mindful of we know what the punchline of the Gemara is going to be. So the Gemara sounds like this. Ihachi, oi bazoi, meaning if you rapapa are right, that what? That if the rabbin, that's a miut of Klai Yisrael, would do an aver b'shoigig, alpi Shigigas Hayra's Bezdin, that loch is that although there's no parallel in Davish al Tzibur, but there would also be no regular chatas. Well, if that's the case, my iriyah de kamahadra aruba lechayuva, then why is it that the Gemara is trying, meaning this braisa, this Torah's Kayanim, is trying to figure out a mekar for roiv of Klai Yisrael b'shigigas ma'isa after it already found the makar for a miut? Lav michlal, isn't it because the miut b'ira kaim b'lei the mechayve b'ira? Meaning the distinction in the Torah's kayana between the miut and the rabbin must be based on the fact that you find b'shigigas hayra that the miut brings a chatas, because otherwise my iriyah de kamahader al ruba l'chiyuva. Why, after you already have a ribuy for a rabbin, are we still saying that maybe the ribuy is only for the miut, but the ribuy is not for the roiv? I understand. If you have a ribuy, you have a ribuy. Now, Bishlaim, if you're going to tell me that because you see by Shigigas Hayra the chilik between where it's a muut and a roiv, so that's good. But you, Rapapa, telling me not that way. So my ear. Now, Rapapa really said a svara, and the Gemara is not even addressing Rapapa's svara. The Gemara is like mamish deflecting it, albeit in a language that's hard to understand. But the bottom line is, the Gemara is just saying, Rapapa, I don't understand. It's a very wordy way of saying I don't understand. And if you think it's wordy now, wait till the next few lines. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "V'nahad bereisha al miyuta de mechayev b'shigigas ma'isa." Do we have to find a mekar for a miyut that's a rabbin that did shigigas ma'isa? Ula b'soif nahader al ruba lechiyuv b'shigigas ma'isa, and then find a mekar for a rabbin that's a roiv that did shigigas ma'isa? Why should I need that? Again, if you don't have a mekar that there's a nafgemina between a miut and a rabbin by shigas gesayra, why would you think that there's a chiluk between a miut and a rabbin when it comes to shigas maisa? El alav mid mahadra miut mechayvim b'shigas maisa. Being that first we tried finding him a car for a miut and mechayvim b'shigas maisa, who besayf mahadra al ruba lechiyu b'shigas maisa, and then afterwards we still feel we need him a car. This is the third time the Gemara just said it. Shmami, no, you see from here miut b'hira chayavin hen kizba v'seira, must be because a miut b'hira is chayiv u shaloi b'hira b'shigas maisa chayavin, and it's for that reason there's a good svara to say that the same would be true when it comes to Shigas Maisa, as opposed to where it's a rabbin, where you don't find that there's an individual chattas. To the contrary, what is there? What there is a pile of davar shel tzibur. Therefore, I would have thought there's no chiyuv b'Shigas Maisa. That is why I needed that extra drasha. Either way, what's the bottom line? What we have over here is two brisas. We have a short brisa and a rather long brisa. One brisa says that Hayru bezdin lavral achas mikol mitzvah yisamuris betayr v'halach hayachad v'asa shoygel galpi. And what's the halacha potter? And what's the makar? Because there's three miyutim in the parish of Chatas, nefesh achas basoisa with a mapikay. And the third one teaches me that it's davka if you tell of atzma, if you tell of bezdin, you are going to be potter. That's the halacha of unzer mishnah. And then we have another brisa, albeit a rather long-winded brisa, that in the parish of Shigigas Maisa says that not only is a Yochid Chayv Shigigas Maisa, but even a rabbin, and not only a rabbin where they're the minority of Klal Yisrael, but even a rabbin when the majority of Klal Yisrael. In all three of those situations, you're going to be chai. And it's all based on drushes. Basoisa teaches me a yachid. Me'am Ma'aretz teaches me a rabbin. But then the second drush from the words Me'am Ma'aretz teaches me a rabbin that's Roiv of Klaiso. Why do I need two drushes to teach me a rabbin? Why would I have thought there's a chilik between a rabbin that's a miut versus a rabbin that's a Roiv? The Teretz is because you find that by Shigas Sayra. Where do you find it by Shigas Sayra? A rabbin that's a miut by Shigas Sayra brings a chatas. A rabbin that's a Roiv by Shigas Sayra brings a pound of shaltiba. Oh, checkmate. You see, a rabbin that's a miut brings a chatas, that means a yachid, right? Because there's no difference between a rabbin that's a miut and a yachid. So you say Meris, you have another braisa that says mefurish, that you're going to bring the carbon chatas even in this case. So what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Shmuel? Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, avad hachamim achaylik. And then he presented these two braisas, right? My Rabbi Yehuda, my Rabbanon. The first braisa was Rabbi Yehuda, the second braisa was the Rabban. Now, the truth is, there's no mention even of Rabbi Yehuda yet. We're going to have to get to that in a second. But even before that, the Gemara says, to the extent that Rav Yehuda, the Amora, knew that one Braisa was Rabbi Yehuda and the other Braisa was the Chacham, and how did he know that the first one's Rabbi Yehuda and the second one's the Chacham? Again, these are two anonymous Braises. It's like Mehechates one versus the other. So it says the Gemara, Mimai Mechdi, Travayu Stami Tanan. Both of these Braises are Stamas. Mimai the Kamaitz Rabbi Yehuda, Basaitz Rabbanon, Eimai Epcho. Maybe it's the other way. So the Gemara says, no, because Man Shambalei the Dorish Miyuti Ki Ay Gavno. Who is the Tana that you find? You Darshan three miyutim in this way, right? Nefesh, achas, the mapikei ba'asoysa, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda. The time we learned to the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda said, it says, Zois, Toiras, Ha'oila, He. This is a real Zvachim Diga Halacha coming up around the corner in the sugyas of Im Olu Lo Yerdu. But the bottom line is, Zois is a miyut, and He is a miyut, and Ha'oila is a miyut. Harei Evo Shloshim Miyutim. And who said this? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said it. And being that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said it, you see, this is the signon of Rabbi Yehuda. And being that this is the signon of Rabbi Yehuda, that's how we chap that brisa must be Rabbi Yehuda. And if that brisa is Rabbi Yehuda, the other brisa is the Chacham. I mean, that's how we came out. One brisa is Rabbi Yehuda, the other one is the Chacham. Or you could say I have another malchus. Because that long brisa that began with the words Adai Nani Yomer, you can't say it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Diktani Roiv Kol Shechatu Bez the Mevin Al Yedei Empire. Because what did the brisa say? The reason I need the third drasha to be marbe even a rabbin that's Roiv of Klal Yisrael is because you find by Shigas Seira when Roiv of the Kol is Chayte Bezdin is Mevin Al Yedei Empire. The Bezdin brings the power for Rabbi Yehuda, and if the Tana this brisa is Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar Rabbi Yehuda holds Tzibur Huda Maisi Bezdin Loi. It's the Tzibur that brings the power of Davar Shel Tzibur. It's not Bezdin. I mean, this is an interesting question. When there's a parallel davar shel tzibur that's being brought, who pays for it, right? Who has to swipe his credit card? Does Bezdin Bezdin made a mistake, that the Einei Ha'eda, or is it the Tzibur itself? It's a machloikis. And being that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that it's the Tzibur, not Bezdin. And the price is Shtei Bezdin. It can't be that that price is Bezdin. If that price is not Rabbi Yehuda, then Malkarcha, the first price is going to be Rabbi Yehuda. Where do you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Tzibur is the one that brings the time we learn to the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda said, Shiva Shvatim Shachatu Mevi'in Zayim Parim. That the seven Shvatim, that sin, right, in the event that Roiv of Klai Yisrael sinned, and the way it was Roiv of Klai Yisrael, it's seven of the 12 Shvatim, so the halachas, they bring seven parim. Now, if Bezdin is the one that brings it, so Bezdin's one Bezdin, it would be one. The Teretz says, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Tzibur is the one that brings it, and he holds that each individual Tzibur has to bring his own Chattas. We'll see more about this in the coming days. But the bottom line is, I know that the second Brisa can't be Rabbi Yehuda, and if the second Brisa can't be Rabbi Yehuda, the first Brisa has to be Rabbi Yehuda. So again, what do we have over here? The Mishnah said, Hayru Bezdin Labra Lachs B'chamisad Murus B'toyra V'holach HaYochid, he's going to be Pata. Omer Rav Yehuda Dam Moira Omer Shmuel Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. Avod Chachamim Moirim Na Man Rabbi Yehuda Man Chachamim. We have two Brises. One Brise that says Holach HaYochid is Pata. The other Brise, which is Mevur, that Holach HaYochid is really going to be Chai. How do you know the first one's Rabbi Yehuda, which would make the Tana of our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, and the second one is the Chachamim? The Gemara had two Mahalchim. Either because the Signon of that first Brise is very Rabbi Yehuda dig. Hare Elu Gimel Muyutim, we find elsewhere that Rabbi Yehuda works with Hare Elu Gimel Muyutim. By the way, this is a Makar in a Gemara, that the Gemara works with Signon, right? You see, Signon is an Avoida. It's a real thing. It's a Malacha. So you see that the Gemara is working with Signon and figuring out that this is Rabbi Yehuda. Inami, you can't say that the second Brisa is Rabbi Yehuda, because second Brisa says that Bezdin is the one that brought the Parum Davashal Tzibur, and Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that the Tzibur used to bring the Parum Davashal Tzibur. So if the second one's not Rabbi Yehuda, then the first one's Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the first one's Rabbi Nechemya. Maybe the first one is Rabbi Darfin. Maybe it's Akavya Ben Mahalalel. Mechtesi. How do you know that it's Rabbi Yehuda, right? Just go through this a little bit better. Bishloima, trying to lighten it up for a second. Bishloima in the first Mahalach in the Gemara. I know the first price is Rabbi Yehuda because it's his signal. It's not a Kavya Ben Malalel's signal. It's Rabbi Yehuda's signal. That's how I know it's in. But in the Iba Yisem of the Gemara, I just know the second price can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. But that means the first price is Rabbi Yehuda? So the Teretz is, it's Pasha. This is Klali Hashas 101. We mentioned like 11 times that these two prices were Teretz Kayanim's. The Teretz Kayanim is also referred to as the Sifra. And we know Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. It's Pashup Shana this Gemara. And being that Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, so if you have a stira in two Sifras, chances are one's going to be Rabbi Yehuda and the other one's going to be the Chacham, which always makes sense. So it was almost a given that one of them was going to be Rabbi Yehuda. The question only was, which one is which? So the first Mahalach was that the first Brises, the signon is Abyssal Me Rabbi Yehuda. And by the way, it's Yotachin. If you didn't have Stam Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, could be the Gemara would not have used the signon of Rabbi Yehuda to tell me it's Rabbi Yehuda. If this is like Mehechetesa Rabbi Yehuda, but Hare Elu Gimel Yehudim must be it's Rabbi Yehuda. Could be that would be a stretch. But being that I know Stam Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, so I narrowed down the two Brises, L'chayra, between a Stam Sefer and just the opinion of everybody, right? The unanimous opinion. So it's mistaber that the signon of Rabbi Yehuda is probably Rabbi Yehuda. But otherwise, lav dafka. But the bottom line is, I knew one's Rabbi Yehuda, one's the Chacham. We just have to figure out which is which. And it's regarding that that the Gemara has these two Ibayasems. Either way, ad kan divrei Rav Yehuda the Amoira in the name of Shmuel. Says the Gemara moving along. This was by far the hardest part of the daf. Not that the rest of the daf is easy, but this was by far the hardest part of the daf. Rav Nachman of Shmuel. Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel. So divrei Rav Meir. That Halach of our Mishnah is who? It's again the opinion of a Yachid, but who's the Yachid? It's Rameir of a Chacham. Remember the Chacham and say Yachid also by Raz Bezdin Chayiv. That a Yachid that goes and he does an Aver B'shoigi by Raz Bezdin, he's going to be Chayiv. My Rameir, my Rabbanon. Who's this Rameir and who's this Rabbanon? So Rav Nachman already stel the Klara Price. Panu learned to the Price. Hayru Va'asu. In the event that they paskin and they did. Now who's they that paskin? Bezdin, that's easy. Who's they that did? Oh, that's going to be five Mahalchim in the Gemara. This is going to be a lot of fun. But either way, so we know who they is when it comes to Hayru. But who's they when it comes to Asu? But before that, Rameir Poiter, the Chachamim Mechayim. The Gemara says, man, Asu. Who knows that they that did. Ilema Bezdin doesn't mean Bezdin, my time the Rabbanan, the Mechayvi, can't be. By the way, this Ilema Bezdin is not one of the five Asus. We're going to have five real ones. This the Gemara immediately rejects. Ilema Bezdin doesn't mean that Bezdin Paskin and Bezdin did. How could the Rabbanan say you're going to be Chayv? As if to say that if Bezdin would Paskin falsely, and then Bezdin themselves would go and they would act upon their mistaken Psak, they would be Chayv a carbon. There's no such thing. Because Vatanya, we learned in a Braisa, Yachal Hayru Bezdin, Va'asu Bezdin, Yachal Yuchayavin. I would think that if Bezdin Paskin, and then Bezdin went and they acted on their Psak, you would think they would be Chayv Chatas Tamalim. The Pasuk says, Hakahal Va'asu. The Pasuk says, Vem Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku, Venelam Dover Me'ine Yakal, right? Klal Yisrael made a mistake. Why? Because it was Vinelam Davrim Inei Akahol. Because the Inei Ha'eda Bezdin made a mistake. Va'asu Achas Mikol Mitzvahis Hashem Ma'ashaloi Se'asena Va'ashenu. And we learn from here that it's Tavka Hakol Va'asu. We put those together. That Maisa Tali Bekol Va'ira Tali BeBezdin. That when Bezdin paskins and the Kahol does, that's when you have this halacha. But if Bezdin themselves does, then you don't have any carbon. So that's Pashit. That when it's says also, it's not referring to Bezdin doing, because there wouldn't be a shita sechachamim that says that you're going to be chayv. Elo says the Gemara, you have to say hayru Bezdin v'asu roiv kol. Right, that must be what's going on over here. Maybe it's talking about if hayru Bezdin, right? Going back to the brisa, hayru Bezdin v'asu. And then they did. So maybe Hiru means Bezdin Paskin. Va'asu means Roiv Kol. That Roiv of Klai is all Paskin. That can't be. Why? Because then my time is the Ramey the Poyta. How can Ramey say you're going to be Potter? If it's talking about your classic case where it was Hiru Bezdin and then Asu Roiv Kol, is there anyone that holds Potter? It's a Paskin in the Torah. It's a Paskin in the Torah. It's a Paral and Davish Al-Zibur. El-Ala, must be this is the case. Hiru Bezdin. Va'asu, not Bezdin. And also, va'asu, not roiv of the kol. Because if it's asu bez, then everybody holds potter. That's mafurish. And if it's asu roiv kol, everyone holds chayiv. That is the parish of Paramount Davish of Sibur. But rather, it was asu miut kol. So again, hayru va'asu. Hayru was obviously bezin. Who's the asu? Not asu bezin, not asu roiv kol, but rather asu miut of the kol. And there's a machlokes remain the chacham, and whether you're going to be potter, you're going to be chayiv. So if a miut of the kol acts upon a mistaken psaka bezin, are you chayiv? Achatas, are you potter from achatas? Machlokes remain the chacham. This is the machlokes. Marisav yachjas beiras bezin potter. Renee says potter means potter from being a regular chatas. And why are you potter from being a regular chatas? Because of the halach of our mishnah. Umarisav yachjas beiras bezin. Chayiv, whereas the Chachamim Achayiv, look, they hold you're going to be Chayiv, you're going to be Chayiv a regular Chatas, because they hold there's no chil between a Shigas Maisno and a Shigas Eira. But the bottom line is, Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Zudevira Meir, Ava Chachamim, Oimim Yachach, Asa Beiraz, Bezin, Chayiv, Meir, 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 Rabbanan, it's this cryptic price. So, Hayru, Va'asu, Rameir, Poit, Vachamim, Chayivim, what is it talking about? The way Rav Nachman understood, it's referring to where it was Hayru Bezin, Va'asu, Miut of Klal Yisrael. Rav Meir says you're potter because of the halacha of the Mishnah. What does mean potter mean from the regular chatas? Because of the halacha of the Mishnah. Chama say yechayev because they chaylug with the halacha of the Mishnah. The Gemara said, Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, I disagree. Tekuli am, I'll tell you, yach just be Ras Bezdin potter. Maybe everybody holds that a yach that follows the Ras Bezdin's potter. Like the Stam Mishnah. El Bezdin Mashal Meroiv Tzibukam Bifuki. The Machlokes over here is talking about something else. It's talking about we are half of Klal Yisrael, or even maybe a little less than half of Klal Yisrael, already acted upon the Hayra of Bezdin. And they did this Avera. Then Bezdin went ahead and Bezdin did it as well. Once Bezdin did the Avera, they tipped the scale, and now you have Roiv of Klal Yisrael already that did the Avera. The question is, are you now Chayiv in the Parah Olam Davar Shel Tzibur, or are you not Chayiv in the Parah Olam Davar Shel Tzibur? Mar Sovar, the Chachamim hold, Bezdin Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur. That Bezdin is Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur. And if Bezdin is Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur, so it's going to come out, you have Roiv, and you're going to be Chayiv in what? In the Parah Olam Davar Shel Tzibur. Mar Sovar, in Bezdin Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur, Rizra Meir holds, the Bezdin is not Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur. And if Bezdin is not Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur, so it's for that reason you're going to be Potter. So Rav Papa said, I hear that the case of Hayru Va'asu has to be Epison Akimta, but Mechates your Akimta, I'll give you a different Akimta. How do you know it's talking about Hayru Va'asu Miut, and that's the Machlokes Rameir, the Chachamim, Mamish, the first Halach of the Masechta? Maybe they both agree in that case it's going to be Potter like the Stam Mishnah. You want to know what the Machlokes is? I don't know, it's something else. The Machlokes is where Bezdin was Mashlim L'Roiv Tzibur, so who's the Asu? Asu's Bezdin, but not that you want to be chayiv now only because of Bezdin. You're going to be chayiv because of Rav Klai. So the question is, because Bezdin be mitzarif. Maybe that's the machloikis over here. Now notice, if you learn the machloikis, Remeir and the Chacham, the way Rav Nachman wanted to learn the machloikis, Remeir and the Chacham, and they're arguing whether you chayiv a regular chatas or not chayiv a regular chatas. If you learn the way Rav Papa is learning, they're arguing whether there's a chiyuv parah on davar shel tzibur, there's no chiyuv parah on davar shel tzibur. But either way, the Gemara says, Vav Davka, that's the Dibay saying, but the Gemara says, I could be doiched even another way. Hayru Bezdin, va'asu rubay shel ka. Maybe it's talking about where it was Hayru Bezdin, va'asu rubay shel ka. And Rav of Klai Yisrael taka. Did the Aver. Okay, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is, what's Pshayin the Chach? That was Pshayin and Rameir, right? How could you hold that you're going to be Potter if Rav of Klai Yisrael did the Aveira? That's your classic case of Parham Dovah Shal Tzibur. It says, man Chachom, you want to know who the Chachomim is? It's Rav Shimon. The Amar Tzibur Maisi Ubez the Maisi. Rav Shimon has a Shita that the Parham Dovah Shal Tzibur was brought by both. It was brought Sai by the Tzibur and it was brought Sai by Bezdin. Now, Rameir's Shita later in the Masechta is that the Paralim Davar Shal Tzibur was brought only by Bezdin. So we saw earlier that it's already a Shaila. Who brought the Paralim Davar Shal Tzibur? Did Bezdin bring the Paralim Davar Shal Tzibur? Did the Tzibur bring Paralim Davar Shal Tzibur? Believe it or not, there's a Shita of Rav Shimon that says there were two Paralim Davar Shal Tzibur. One was brought by the Tzibur and one was brought by Bezdin. Says the Gemara, maybe that's the machloek between Rameir and the Chachamim. Rameir, that's Poiter, is saying that Bezdin brought it. So what does Poiter mean? That Tzibur not. And it's Rameir Lashitase later in the Parak who's going to hold that there's one Paralim Davar Shal Tzibur. And it's the Tzibur that brings it. It's Bezdin that brings it. It's not the Tzibur that brings it. The Chachamim that are Mechayven are saying that in addition to Bezdin bringing, the Tzibur also brings. And who are the Chachamim? It's Rav Shimon that Taka holds. There were two. Tzibur Maisi, Bezdin Maisi. Ibai Seyma, the Gemara says. Maybe a third Mahalach, how you could be Doicha and explain what this Machloikis is. Shevet Sha'asa Bahiraz Beis Din. Maybe the case over here was where it was Hayru. You know who the Hayru was? It was the Bezdin of an individual Shevet. And then the Tzibur, Roif, of that Shevet went ahead and followed the Psak, and it turned out it was the wrong Psak. Man Chacham, you want to know who the Chacham is, Rabbi? Who is this Rabbi? The Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Shevet, Sha'asa Beira, is Beis Dinoi. A Shevet that follows it's the Hira of its own Bezdin. Oh, it's a Shevet Chayev. That Shevet's going to be Chayev. And that's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir, I guess maybe will be Chaylik. So Rameir, who says Potter, is talking about a case where we're dealing with one individual Shevet. Rameir doesn't subscribe to this idea that there's Parham Davar Shal Tzibur even for one Shevet. The Chachamim is who? It's Rabbi Yehuda, who holds even for one Shevet. And that's the Machlokes. Ibai Yisrael Medin Gemara says, Gönche Chatu Shisha. The case is talking about where six of the Shvatim, or Roiv of six of the Shvatim, were over the Aveira, the Hen Rubai Shalka. But they equal the majority, just based on population, they equal Roiv of Klai Yisrael, Oy Shiva, or you had Roiv of each one of the Shvatim, Afal Pi She'enon Rubay Shalka. But they didn't add up to Rubay Shalka. So in a perfect world, if you have Roiv of Klai Yisrael in the Sugya Parom Davar Shel Tzibur, it would mean most of the Jews, the popular vote, and most of the Shvatim. Right? The electoral votes. So you would end up having most of the population and you also won most of the states. But what if it didn't work out that way? What if you have the Rav of the popular vote, but it's only six of the Shvatim, or maybe even less than that? Or you have Rav of the Shvatim, seven of the Shvatim, meaning Rav of each one of the Shevet. You don't have to have every person of every Shevet, but Rav of each one of the Shvatim, but you don't have Rubei Sholka. Would that be considered a Rav? Would that not be considered a Rav? Says Mar, maybe that is this Machloikis over here. Umasnisan Mani Rav Shimon. And you want to know who is the Tana, this Bryce Rav Shimon Lazar? I'm going to Bryce Rav Shimon Lazar. I'm Rav Shimon Lazar said, Mishmoy, in the name of Rav Shimon, Chatu Shisha, Vehen Rubai Shalkal, Oy Shiva, Afal Pisha, Enon Rubai Shalkal, Chayav, and they're going to be Chayav. I say in the name of Rav Shimon, it's actually in the name of Rav Meir. That's who it is, in the name of Rav Meir. And the truth is, it's a machlokes later in the Perek, in Shitas Rav Meir. In this case, are you going to be Potter or are you going to be Chayav? Says the Gemara, maybe that's this machlokes over here. The Rav Meir Potter is one of the Shitas Rav Meir's later in the Perek that holds in that case, being that you don't have the super majority, so the halacha is that you're going to be Potter. Whereas the one that says Chayav is Rav Shimon ben Elazar Mishmoy. Mishmoy shel who? Mishmoy shel Rameir, in the name of Rameir, that holds that you would be chayiv in that case. Comes out interesting that the chachamim in that price is really Rameir, right? So it's Rameir arguing against Rameir. It's these two shitas alib the Rameir. That's what the machloik is in this price is. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, to go ahead and to tell me that this brisa here, that this Braisa is discussing this shayla of Hayru Bezdin v'halach hayachid, that's something that is definitely not muchach. So again, Rab Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that I think the halach of our Mishnah is Ramey. The question is, where is this Rameir and where is this Chacham? So Rav Nachman came, he's quoting Shmuel, very geschmack. He said, you know that famous cryptic braisa, Hayru va'asu Rameir, poita v'chacham and mechayven? I think that's what's going on over here. It was Hayru va'asu miut, and Rameir says poita because he subscribes to the halacha of our Mishnah. Chacham say chayy, because Chacham machaluk with the halacha of the Mishnah. But the Gemara went ahead and the Gemara fired away. The Gemara said, there's so many different ways you can be doichet. You can almost shtout to every single machaikis in the beginning of a Masechta Soiris and say that maybe that's what machloikis is at the end of the day, to say that the machloikis is that is definitely not muchach. So just to make a sikum on the first part of the daf, which took some time, and that is really, it was two members from Amiram, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, both commenting on our Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Zu Divrei Rav Yehuda Aval Chacham Emayimrim Yechayev, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Zu Divrei Ramei. Where does this Rabbi Yehuda come from? It comes from a Teres Kainim. Where does this Rameir come from? It comes from this Breiser right here. Just one Geshmak Azach. If the Mishnah is Rameir, like Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, so that's of course Geshmak. It's not Mishnah we know is Rameir. If the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, okay, that's fine. But the bottom line is, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul Zudivir Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachman Mashmul Zudivir Rameir, but the tzada shava between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman is that it's a das yachid, the chacham and machoilik. And by the way, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam and Hilchos Shkagos paskins like the chacham. So as much as we're making such a big deal here in the beginning of the perek of Hayru Bezdin Lavar, the halacha yachid, you're going to be potter, loizu ha-halacha. The halacha is you're going to be chayiv, and the reason that you're going to be chayiv is because it's only the opinion of a yachid, yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, and it's for that reason we paskin like the chacham. Zoktim, I'm Ravasi. Ravasi said, uba hayra, halach achar roiv yosh v'eretz yisrael. When it comes to hayra, paralim davashal tzibur, we're trying to figure out roiv of Klai Yisrael. So how do you know if somebody counts? It's only Yidden that are living in Eretz Yisrael. If you're living in Chutz Laretz, well, you're on the outside looking in. Literally and figuratively. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Vayash shloimoy ba'isahi esachak. V'chol Yisrael imoy, kal godam l'vei chamas ha'nacham etzrayim l'fnei Hashem alikeinu shivas yomim v'shivas yomim arba asar yoyim. This is a famous pasuk. It's a Malach and Aleph. Pasuk is talking about after Shloimah HaMelech went and he built a Beis HaMikdash, he made a Suda 14 days. Right, it was Yontif time. It was the 7 days leading up to Sukkos. Mamish Dover Be'itay Matoyiv. And it was the second day, and it was the 7 days of Sukkos. 14 days in total. Right, why didn't he just make 7 days? We from here, Emar and Simcha v'Simcha. A lot of halachas that I learned that from this pasuk. But the bottom line is, the Gemara here is making one dig. It says Shlomo made a chag. All of Klai Yisrael was there. It was a kahal gadol. Melevay chamas ad nachal mitzrayim. Frank the Gemara. Mech tiksev v'chol Yisrael yimak kahal gadol. Melevay chamas ad nachal mitzrayim. Lomali. Why do I need this point to tell me that what? If that the Chevra were there from Levoy Chamas until Nachem Mitzrayim, right? They were there from Sea to Shining Sea. If you're telling me Kol Yisrael Imoy, so everybody was there. So obviously it was from Sea to Shining Sea. Shmami Not's coming to teach me another halacha. Hani hu de ikri kal avahanuch la ikri kal. You know which trying to teach us? That there was a kahal gadol. And now you define kahal and halacha, Melevoy Chamas at Nachem Mitzrayim. Only someone like that is considered a kahal on the outside. Would not be considered, oh, okay, Zok the Gemara Viter. Pshit. It goes without saying. Merubin v'nismatu, in the event, Rav of Klai Yisrael did an Avera, Bahiraz Bezin, for which they should be Chai v'paral and Dovish al Tzipor. But then, they were nismatu. What happened was, before they had an opportunity to bring the carbon, some of the Chevra died. And because some of the Chevra died, now the people that did the Avera, they no longer represent the majority of Klai Yisrael. They only represent the minority. Says the Pashut, I know what Halach is in this case. We don't even need to be having this conversation. Okay, what is the Pashut Halach in this case? I know plug to the Rav Shimon Rabbanan. It's Mamish the Machloik is Rav Shimon Rabbanan. So what's this Machloik is Rav Shimon Rabbanan? So Rashi sends us to a Mishnah Lekamon and Daf Yudam and Aleph. The Mishnah over there was talking about where the Koyim Mashuach, or the Nasi, who we know, if they do an aver b'shoigig, they have to bring a carbon chatas, but it's a unique type of chatas. The Kohen Mashuach brings a par, the Nasi brings a soir, as opposed to the kizba and the seira, which an ordinary pedestrian brings. But if the Kohen Mashuach or the Nasi did an aver b'shoigig actually in this manner, before they became Kohen Mashuach, before they became Nasi. So the Kohen Mashuach was just the regular Ruvein, and the Nasi was just the regular Shimon. And they went ahead and they did an avera, for which the chayev chatas. And then, before they had a chance to bring the chatas, what happened was they became the Kohen Mashuach, and then they became the Nasi. The question is, what exactly do you do with these people? So it's Machlokes, Rab Shimon, and the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say that you bring the carbon that you were supposed to bring, meaning whatever you were supposed to bring lechatchila, so you're supposed to bring. Rav Shimon says no. Rav Shimon says that what it depends on when exactly they were notified of the fact, when the idea took place, as it relates to the fact that they now have to bring a carbon, right? A person doesn't aver b'shoigig, he by definition doesn't know he did an aver. When he finds out, that's when he has to bring his carbon. We know from learning the sugyas of Shkagas, not now, that the idea is a big aspect. It's a big factor. It's not just a prat. But sometimes when the idea happened can make the whole difference in terms of whether you chayev chatos or maybe how many chatos you're going to be chayev. So Rav Shimon says that in that case, what we look at is when the idea took place. So if the idea took place before the person was nismana, so even though he didn't bring the carbon yet, now he was nismana, so the halacha is he's going to bring the carbon that he was supposed to bring before. If, however, the idea took place after he was nismana already, at that point the halacha is he's going to be potter. That's the halacha. So says the Gemara again, if it's merubin v'nismatu, hainu plukta the Rav Shimon v'Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, that hold, that if a regular person did an aveira v'shoigig, and then he became the Kohen Mashuach, or he became the Nasi, what's the halacha? The halacha is that being that he did the aveira when he was a regular guy, so he brings a regular carbon. So too, if Rav of Klai Yisrael did an aveira v'shoigig, they were chayiv v'param davashal tzibur, even though the numbers change now, but when the aveira was done, we look at the Shas aveira, there was a chayiv v'param davashal tzibur. Even though now, had they done that aveira or not, well, that's no different than the power of the Kohen Mashuach, of the Nasi. Had he done that aveira now, he wouldn't have been chayef. But being that when he did that aveira, he was chayef. When Klai Yisrael did the aveira, it represented a roiv, you're going to be chayef. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, that we go basa the Shas Yediyah, and if the idea happens later, then what's the halacha? The halacha is, he's going to be potter. The Kohen Mashuach, or the Nasi, is not going to bring any carbon at all. So too, if the idea of the Paralam Dovah Shal Tzibur happened first later, so then the halacha is going to be no carbon. So according to the Chacham, you're always going to bring the carbon. According to Rav Shimon, it's going to depend on when the idea took place. And the Gemara says this is obvious. This is mamish pshita. Okay. So merubim v'nismatu pshita. This is mamish to machloikis Rav Shimon Rabban. Says the Gemara, but what would be in the reverse? Mu'atim v'nisrabu mai. What would be if it was just the opposite? What would be if a miut of Klai Yisrael did an aveira? An aveira b'shoigig al pi hayraz besin. And at the time, there was no chiyuv parum davashal tzibur. Why? Because all they are is a minority. Minority doesn't mean the parum davashal tzibur. But later, they were nisrabu. How were they nisrabu? How does that even happen? Right? How can you be nisrabu? The other people died. So the people that didn't do the avera died, counterintuitively. And as a result, now it comes out that the chevre that did the avera, they represent the majority. My, what's the halacha? What's the shayla? The shayla is, do we shtel tzu the machloikis Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon in this case or not? Meaning, me pligi Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. Do we say that the Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon would also argue in this place? How so? Rav Shimon does a basi yediyah. Rav Shimon that goes basi yediyah mechayif. He would say that in the event the yediyah happened at a time when they were ready to arrive, so now the yediyah happened for a arrive, you're going to be chayif. For Rabbanon, the azli basa chato apatri. And the Rabbanon that say you always go basi at the time of the Aveira, well, the time the Aveira they were mir, they're going to be potter. Oyvoy, or maybe not. My, what's the halacha? Says the Gemara, Tisbara. You even think this is a shiloh? I don't hear a shiloh. Because aim at the Shambhali, the Reb Shimon. When does Reb Shimon say that the halacha is that you go basi yediyah? That's the ozel af basi yediyah. He holds that you also have to cheshbon the yediyah. Meaning, Reb Shimon holds, in order to be chayiv, you need that number one, the avera took place in a zman of chayiv, and number two, the yediyah also took place in a zman of chayiv. That's why Reb Shimon holds that if the avera happened in one zman and the yediyah happened in another zman, so the avera and the yediyah didn't happen in the same zman of chayiv, you're going to be potter. You did the avera when you were a pedestrian, and the yediyah happened when you're the most powerful man on earth, so Lamais, it happened during two different times. It's for that reason you're going to be potter, right? You did the Avera when you were Merubin, when you were Palm Davish Al Tzibur, and you had the idea when you're potter, you're going to be potter. Or Behecha the Havak, Yedia, Beloy Chata. But in the event that it's Yedia, Beloy Chata, where all you have is the Yedia in a Shaschir, but you don't have the Chet Beshaschir, Mishamatle, do you have a Makar, do Rabbi Shimon holds you going to be Chayv, where the Avera took place in his man of Ptor? What was this man of Ptor? This man of Ptor was when it was a miut. And now the idea happened in this man of Chir. Is he going to hold? Now you'll tell me maybe. I'll prove to you now. The Imkain, because if Rav Shimon holds that Yechayv, even in that case, then Laisi Ki Hashto, then the halacha should be, meaning if all you need is the idea B'Shas Chir in order to be Chayv, so how come when the regular guy becomes the Koy Mashuach, or it becomes the Nasi, is he Potter? He shouldn't be Potter. He should have to bring the carbon of the Koy Mashuach. He should have to bring the carbon of the Nasi. Why is he Potter? El Rab Shimon Chatov Yediyah Bayi. Obviously, because he holds you need both of them. And in that case, you don't have both. Maybe you can't be Chayv. Here to you also, them, I have both. And it's for that reason, you can't be Chayv. So in the case of Merubim and Esmatu, Hainu Plukta, the Rab Shimon Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, you're going to be Chayv. According to Rab Shimon, you're going to be Potter. In the case of Mu'atim v'nisrabu, everyone else is going to be potter. According to the Rabbani, you're going to be potter because you go bust at the Shaschet, and the Shaschet, they were potter. And even according to Rab Shimon, where the idea happened, the Shaschiv, and we know Rab Shimon reckons with the idea. Chamim don't care about the idea. They fight from the idea regarding the Salacha. Rab Shimon makes a whole Torah out of the idea. It's true, but that's that Rab Shimon owes you also cheshbon the idea. But he doesn't know that you can work exclusively with the idea. That was the shaila in the Gemara. You see Rab Shimon's making a fuss about the idea. Is it because he holds the idea exclusively, has the ability to determine this halacha, or is it that he also works with the idea? The Gemara says it's muchach minei obey from the ikashitas Rab Shimon that he also works with the idea. It's not only the idea. According to Rab Shimon, you need both. According to Rabbanon, you don't even have the one thing that you do need, and it's for that reason that halach is, according to everybody, you are going to be potter. More halachas. What would be a bezin passing the chelav as mutav? Asu miyut hakol. And then a minority of the yidden went ahead and they ate chelav, thinking that it was okay. V'chazru bezdin bahen. And then bezdin was chayse. They chapped, they made a mistake. But then again, v'hoiru v'asu miyut achar. And then they paskin since tzveitamol, and nachamol a miyut went. Meaning, at the end of the day, what happened was you have roiv of Klal Yisrael that acted upon a mistake in a rabbi bezin. But it happened in two shlavim. First, a miut, and then another miut. What does that mean? Bezin made a mistake. Oops, they chop. And then, all of a sudden, they forgot again, and they made the mistake all over again. So between the two mistaken hayros, you end up with a roi. Is this enough for a par halam davar shal tzibur or not? What's the shaila? Kiven the shtei yediyos nenu. Do we say that being that there were two individual yediyos lay mistarf? Because again, the yediya is not just a prat in the chatas. It's part of the mechayiv of chatas, right? You just saw Shittas Rav Shimon a second ago. It's part of the mechayiv. So being that it's two individual yediyos can't combine. They can't be mitstarif to be mechayiv now. One par halam davar shal tzibur. Oidam or maybe no. Kiven the idi chelavu. Being that they were both chelav, by the way, didn't have to be chaylev, but as an example, we're dealing with it was the same mistake. So everyone committed the same exact sin, being that idi v'idi chaylevu mistar. Maybe it's going to be mistar. I hear. Do you say it was two hayras? And the Gemara doesn't even care about two hayras. It's two yediyos. Do you say, being that it's two yediyos, salim mitzdarfi, or idi vidi chelavu? And that's enough for it to be mitzdarf. Imtim, salim says the Gemara, kibidi vidi chelavu mitzdarf. You tell me, being that at the end of the day, they're both chelav, they're going to be mitzdarf. Miet bechelav shal gabi akeva, u miet bechelav shal gabi dakin mao. What would be if the first mistake was regarding the chelav that's on the keva, that's one of the stomachs of the animal, and the other one was regarding the chelav of the dakin? How do we say, vada kibidi mitrei kroikasu? Even though they're both chelav, but they learned that from different psukim. Like mitzdarf, so it's really two different hayros legamri, two different hayros. No shaykes, that's not parallel in davar shel tzibur. I don't like even the idi v'idi chelavu. The end of the day, both were situations where bezdin was matur chelav. So they're going to be mitzdarf. If it's l'mishem chelavu mitzdarf, if you're going to tell me that, no, it's going to be mitzdarf because they're both chelav. Miyut bechelav, miyut b'dam mahu. What would be if a miyut of the yidin sin because of a faulty hayra related to chelev, and then a mit related to dam? What's the halacha? Do we say is zikr the trei surin? It's not only two hayra'os, two yediyos. It's two isurim over here. It's kiven the isurin shava. It's not the same miser. I don't. Do we say kiven the carbon and shava? At the end of the day, it's the same carbon. It's not the same miser, but right, it's me inyan le inyan, what we call ba'is inyan, right? It's for sure that they both are chayiv karis b'mezid. They're both chayiv chatos, the same chatos b'shogig. Maybe it's mitzvah. Maybe you can tell me keep the gemara and shavim mitzvah. Maybe it is mitzvah because it's the same carbon. Miut bechelav umiut ba'avoy. This can chavim out. What would be if a miut paskind or follow Bezin's psak related to Chelev, and the other mi'ik when regarding Avodah Zarah. Do we say Hocha Vaday Ein Isuron Shava? Right, one is Chelev, one's Avodah Zarah. They ain't Karbonon Shava. Why not? Because the Chatas for Chelev is a Kispor Seira. The Chatas of Avodah Zarah has to be a Seira. So Ein Karbonon Shava. So therefore, for sure, it's not Mitzdarif. Oi, Noma Kiman the Idi the Idi Karas. So at the end of the day, they both are Kares. And they're both chatas, it's just a different chatas. Maybe that's enough for it to be mitzdarif. And the Gemara says, on all of these questions, take ibayaluhu, we don't have time to even come off a breath. In the event that Bezdin Paske, the Chel was Mutfas, Miut Akal, and then a Miut of the call went ahead and they followed Bezdin, Umeis, Oisa Bezdin, and then Bezdin died. For Ahmad Bezdin Acher, another Bezdin got up for Chazru, and they went for Hayru, and they Paskin the same bad psak that the first Bezdin made, Falsu Miut Acher, and then another Miut of Bezdin went ahead, and oh, I'm sorry, another Miut of Klai, so went ahead and they sinned, Mao. What's the halacha? So again, a lot happened, right? It was a long day. So Bezdin, Paskin, they made a mistake. A mir of Klai Yisrael went and they did the Aveira. Then Bezdin died. They appointed another Bezdin. Bezdin did the same thing. And another mir of Klai Yisrael went ahead and did the Aveira. Between all of these Levayas, you have a rov of Klai Yisrael that Loyalena went and ate this chelev that they weren't supposed to eat, or this aveira that they weren't supposed to do. The shaila is there a par helam davar shel tibur or not? So the Gemara says, Gishmak. Alipa the man domer bezin and maisi. According to the man domer that holds that bezin, not maisi dies, even though bezin died over here. Maisi means that bezin brings the carbon loiti bayalach. That's pashat, that wouldn't be a par helam davar shel tibur. Why? The halesnu, because they're not around. Right? It doesn't make sense, because half a bezin and half a bezin, right? There's no one here to bring this carbon anymore. Elikiti bayalach, alipa the man domer tibur. The shayla would be according to my number those that the tzibur brings. My, what's the halacha? Tzibur hakoi. Do we say at the end of the day you have the whole tzibur here? All the right, only the dayanim died, but the tzibur is here. So why shouldn't they? Idoma yedia dahu bezden daheru beinan. At the end of the day, it could be in order to bring a carbon chatas tzimdritin ma. You have to have a yedia, and you need the yedia of all the dayanim that made the mistake. And the first chevra not alive anymore. So if they're not alive anymore, you don't have their yediyah. So I only have the yediyah of some of the dayanim that represent a miut of the yidin that had sinned. But I don't have the yediyah of the other dayanim. And if that's the case, how could I bring a karmen chatas? How could I bring a parhalam davar shel tzibur? And the Gemara says, take, moving along. Amar Rab Yoinasan. Some have the gersa. Amar Rab Yoichanan, Meyoshe Yashvul Hayrois. If 100 Dayanim sat down to Paskin a Shaila, in Chayovin Ach Yerukulon, that loch is they won't be Chayev Parhalam Davar Shel Tzibur unless all 100 of these Dayanim Paskin. How do I know that Shem of the Pasuk says Mkala Das Yisrael Yishku? This is the parish of the Parhalam Davar Shel Tzibur, and we learn from here Ach She Yishku Kulon, unless all of them make a mistake. And the Gemara chazers in brackets, means that this psak had to have permeated all the dayan. The entire bezdin went ahead and paskin this halacha. So Rabbi Yonason said that if you have 100 dayanim that sit down and they are presiding over a shayla, the halacha is the only time if they make a mistake, there's going to be a parallel davar shel tzibur, is if it was yoyru kula. If all of them paskin the halacha, but if not all of them paskin the halacha, so then you're not going to have this halacha of hayru bezdin. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Hoshia, Hachi Nami Mistabra. It's actually Mistabra this way. Why? Because the Bechala Teru Kula Kamala Ruba Kekulai. In Kala Teru Kula, we know that Ruba is always Kekulai. The Hacha Ksiv, and over here it says, Kol Ha'eda, Vim Kol Adas Yisrael. Why does it have to say Kol Ha'eda? Right? I know that it's Roiv of the Eda without saying Kol Eda. So what's Kol coming to be Marba? What Kol is coming to be Marba must be that it's not enough that if you have Roiv, you actually have to have all of the Dayanim. And Hoyol V'Kach, and being that the halach is you have to have all of the Dayanim, Afilu Hein Meya, even if you can have 100, that's what the halach is going to be. So again, it's a little megumgum, like a lot of the Gemaras here in the beginning of Hayris, just as far as Gersois and Nuschois. But Rabbi Yonason walked into Beis Medrash, and he said Two incredible chidushim. One chidush that Rabbi Yonason said was that in order to have a par halam davar shel tzibur, you need that all of the dayanim made a mistake. If you don't have all the dayanim making a mistake, there's not going to be a sugya par halam davar shel tzibur. And even rubai kikula is not going to be enough. You need every single dayan to make this mistake. That's the first thing that he said. The second thing that he said was that the halacha of all the dayanim would be true, even if you have more than the 71. Meaning, if you had 100 dayanim, that would also be the case. You would need all 100 dayanim to make the mistake. Bir dvarav shel Rabbi Yonason HaKadoshim. We're going to see later in the sugya is a little bit better, that the only time there was a parallel in Davar shel Tzibur was if the Beis Din HaGadol was the one that made the psak. So if the psak came from the Beis Din HaGadol, that's when there's a halacha of par halam davar shel tzibur. The Beis Din HaGadol usually is made up of 71 members. Kamash one, Rabbi Yonason, that if I have a Beis Din HaGadol that was made up of 100 members, all 100 members count as if they were the 71 critical members. We look at them all as being members of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and the only time you're going to bring the par halam davar shel tzibur is if all 100 paskins. Again, I need all the dayanim to paskin. That's one chiddush, and to make the mistake, obviously. Additionally, what I need is every dayan that's shtelling zichzu, even if it's more than 71. I end up with 100. I would need all 100 to go ahead and make this mistake. And Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua said that it's very mashma that way. Why? Because the pasuk says vim kol adas Yisrael yishku. The word kol is a chayru coming to be marba that I need every single one because I would know rubai kekulai. So from the fact that the Torah says it's obviously coming to teach me every member, if it's 71, if it's going to be 100. So the Gemara is going to ask a couple of kashas on this chiddush. Number one, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, and one of the dayanim chap that Bezdin made a mistake. Or not one of the dayanim, but a Talmud of a roi lohira. He chaps it's a mistake. But he went, he thought mitzvah l'shmai divrei chachamim, right? We know this. And he followed what Bezdin did. Whether they did it and he did it with them, or they did it and he followed them, or they didn't do it at all. And he did it on his own. And the reason is because he wasn't following Beis Din, right? Because he was doing it on his own volition. He knew the halacha. What was the mistake? That's his mistake. And it's for that reason he's going to be chayv. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Hi, who the chayv? It sounds like him, this guy himself, is going to be chayv. But somebody else that follows this psak is going to be potter. Meaning, if it was a halach hayochid, not halach echem and adayonim, etam etchigil eira. If it was halach hayochid, any individual person would go ahead, he would follow this psak. So that yochid himself would be potter. Why would he be potter? Because he's following the hayru bezin. Fate the Gemara, bomb kashav amai, haloi nigmira hayra. To the extent you have the same exact story, where one of the dayonim chaps it's a mistake. But he's not the one that acted upon it. It was Halach HaYochid that acted upon it. It sounds like he would be Potter. Why would he be Potter? He would be Potter because he's being Toyla Bebezdin. And if you're Toyla Bebezdin, you're going to be Potter. Now, if one of the Dayanim chaps it's a mistake, then it sounds like he's not in agreement. That means you don't have all the Dayanim paskining the mistake. It's not a consensus. If it's not a consensus, then it's not a hayra with regards to parel and davar shel tzibur. And here's the leap of faith. If it's not a hayra regarding parel and davar shel tzibur to be mechayiv, it shouldn't be a hayra with regards to the halacha yachid to be potter. And it's mashma very much from the Mishnah. These are fested diyukim over here. It's mashma from the Mishnah that only if the dayan himself went, he would be potter. But if it was halacha yachid in that same exact case, that yachid would... I'm sorry, it's only the dayan that would be chayef. But if it was halacha yachid, that yachid would be potter. It's like nigmar ayra. Elamai, you see, you don't need all the dayanim. So the Gemara gives a very interesting answer. The Gemara says, halacha ma'iskin, and you know what's going on over here? Going to hirkin ahu echad mehem b'roishai. Where that person nodded along. Remember, this guy thought, mitzvah l'shmai divrei chachamim. He thought you're supposed to go along. So the Beis Din was voting, right? Nimnu v'gamru, and they're going around the room. What do you say? And this person nodded his head. Now, he didn't come with a whole tkifus because, you know, he doesn't agree with it. But he agreed. Right? You see, he's going to even act upon it in the Mishnah. But he's about to do it because he thinks mitzvah l'shmoy divrei chachamim. So he said, yeah. Shakel this cup, but I'm going to pick a fight now. I'm anyways outnumbered, so there's no point. But the point is, it was hirkemahu echem yam b'roishai. So he actually voted So you actually do have the unanimous vote. If you have the unanimous vote, that's why if it was halacha yochid, he would be potter, because in the equivalent theory of case, if it was halacha rabbin, there would be a parhalam davash chatzi. But the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah, daf dal ram beis. Hayru bezdin, v'yada ech meyam shato. If bezdin paskin, and what did the dayanim chaps, that bezdin's making a mistake. Now, what did that guy do in our Mishnah, in the first Mishnah of the Masechta? He acted upon it. Over here, he put up a fight. V'omel lehem, and he told him, toyem atem. You're making a mistake. Hare elu pturim. The halacha is, there's no parhelam davar shel tzipor. If one of the dayanim says, toyem atem, there's no parhelam davar shel tzipor. Now, it sounds very similar to what Rabbi Yonason said, right? Yes or no? Because the Gemara actually brings it as a kasha. Time of the amalahim toyinat in the pturim. It sounds like if the guy puts up a fight, he makes a macha, then you're going to be potter. Hoshosik mishtik chayovim. But let's say he would be chayiv. He'd be quiet. You would be chayiv. The gomma lohira. And you would see that it would be considered a Gemara ira. Vamai. Haloi. Hayru kulon. Meaning it sounds like from the Mishnah, yeah, something very similar to Rabbi Yonason, but, too far to the point that it's actually a kasha on Rabbi Yonason. Because it sounds like only if he puts up a fight is he going to be potter. Is Klai Yisrael going to be potter from the parallel of Davashal Tzibor? But if he would be quiet, he'd be chayiv. So the Gemara says, Amri, and here the Gemara is going to say the same teretz, and here it's even a bigger chiddush. Kigon shehirkin b'roishoy. The case is where this person put up a fight, and ultimately, he saw that nobody was listening to him. So again, he too, he shuckled the cup. And he went ahead and he said that, yeah, when it came time to vote, he was okay. Being that at the end of the day, he was hirkin roishoy, so really he wasn't a mishtik shatis, right? He wasn't quiet. That's why had he not put up the fight, you would have the unanimous vote, and therefore it's a mistake, you would have the halacha par halam davar shel tzibor. It's only because he put up the fight that you're going to be potter. But en chinami, if he wasn't hirkin roishoy, then even if he didn't put up the fight, thus alein that it's not unanimous, you don't have all the dayanim voting in agreement, the halacha is that you would be potter. Masra mishashi. Mishashi asked a different kasha. Some rabbis say, the Rav Shimon Gamliel about the Rav Blazbar Tzadik. The Rabbanu was soimich on the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel and in the words of Blazbar Tzadik. They used to say, "Ein goyzim zera la tzibur kim reivat tzibur chaylum lamed." But the only time we make zera on the tzibur is if the majority of the tzibur is able to withstand it. If this Gemara sounds familiar, it's because we had it not long ago in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav in those major sugyas. The Ein Bezin Yachal Avatol Divrei Bezin Chaveri sugyas. But either way, Ein goyzim zera la tzibur elam kim reivat tzibur chaylum lamed. Am Rav Adbar Abba. Rav Adbar Abba said, "Micro, what's the McCart to this?" The pasuk says, "B'meira atem ne arim, v'oisi atem koivim hagoy kuloi." So there was a gzeira that was imposed, the Navi Malachi talking, and this gzeira came along with different klalois. And in the context of the discussion of the gzeira, it says hagoy kuloi. And we learned from hagoy kuloi that the only time a gzeira is a gzeira is if it's hagoy kuloi. If Reiv Atzib is Yachal Lamed Ba, says the Gemara, V'hacha dechsev agoy kuloi. It says agoy kuloi. The Ruba kekula damya. And yet you say that Ruba is kekula. What's the kasha? The kasha is that what was the makar to Rabbi Yonason's halacha? That you need all of the dayanim to be in agreement in order for it to be considered hayra regarding parom davar shel tzibur. It's because it says the word vim kol adas yisra. And the word kol is l'rabbi is not rubai kikuloi, but kuloi. Because if all you wanted to say was rubai kikuloi, then you wouldn't have to say the word kol. Because I know rubai kikuloi. So kol is being marba kuloi. Yet here you have a pasuk that says agoy kuloi, and we learn from their rubai. Because the halach is en goyzim gzera latzibur elam kein reiv atzibur yachal amaba. You don't need kol atzibur, reiv atzibur. Let's say reiv atzibur is yachal amaba, but kol atzibur is not. That's enough. Why? Because it says agoy kuloi and rubai is kikuloi. But if you tell me rubai is kikuloi, and every time it says kuloi, then it's coming to be marba even more than rubai, then I should need kalat zibur, not rebat zibur. So this is a kasha that's mimerchak tavi lachma. But at the end of the day, it's a bomb kasha, says the Gemara, tiufta, the Rabbi Yonason tiufta. Such a good kasha that it's literally a tiufta in Rabbi Yonason. Again, we didn't have a head on kasha Rabbi Yonason's halacha in the sugya parah davish al tzibur. But the makar to Rabbi Yonason was kol adas Yisrael, based on kol meaning not rubai kukuloi but kuloi. We have a raya from hagoy kuloi ein goyzin gzeira la tzibur elon kem reva tzibi yachal amedba that the word kuloi could actually mean right. So the Marseille says, my kol adas dekam mar rachman. I mean, the word kol is coming to be marba something. What's it coming to be marba? Hachi kamer, it's coming to tell me as follows. Iiku kulam havi hayra v'iloi lay havi hayra. Not that you need all of the dayanim to paskin, but you need them all to be there. And if you don't have all the dayanim there, then the halacha is you're not going to have the par helam davar shel tiv. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Yuchi edvim adin." If you have 10 dayanim that are sitting at a din, koyler taler betzaver kulam. There's a chain that's literally hanging around the neck of all the dayanim. Meaning, if a dayan gets the psak wrong, he makes a mistake, so it's not good. What if you have 10 dayanim? Well, then the noose is around all 10 of these dayanim. So the more pshita, what's the chiddush? Hakamash will not fill the talmud with nei rabbi. Even if there's a talmud that's yoshel with nei rabbi, and he knows a way to correct the Bezdin from making a mistake, he should know that the stakes are high for him too. He could say, what do you mean? I'm not one of the Dayanim, so who cares what I say? No, Afilu Talmud Vifnei Rabbi, he's included like this. Rav Huna, Kavanav Lebedin, Rav Huna, when he go to Bezdin, Maisi Asara, Tanoi de Bei Rav Lekame, he would bring 10 learned chevra with him, and he would say, Ki Heichi Dinim Matyan Shiba Mikshura. It's like this, when they hit me with the beam, I'll only get a chip. Like this will divide the punishment amongst 10 people. Rav Ashi, he have a maisi treifta l'kamei. Rav Ashi, when they would bring him a treifa, so maisi asara tabachi masa mechasi, he would bring 10 butchers from masa mechasi, umaisav kamei, and he'd put them in front of him. Omar, he would say, ki heichad in a matyon shiba mikshuri, he says, I don't want to have to deal with all of this by myself. Like this, again, let's spread the wealth. Like this, if I end up getting it wrong, I'm not going to be punished by myself, but the punishment is going to be spread out. And now we can exhale on an intense pshat daf over here in the beginning of Masechtas Ha'aris. As it relates to Raid, just one ha'ara. And that is, so the last part of the daf dealt with Rabbi Yonason's halacha. I'm Rabbi Yonason. Me'yo she'yoshvu l'ha'irois, ein chayovin ad she'yoru kulan. If 100 dayonim sat down to preside over a shayla, the halacha is, if they make a mistake, the only time Klai Yisrael is going to have to bring the paralam davashal tzibur is if it was Yoru Kulam. If all 100 of these dayanim paskin this mistake. And we mentioned the Rabbi Yonason is saying two chidushim. One chidush Rabbi Yonason is saying is that even though ordinarily when it comes to Bezdin, the rule is Rubai Kagulai. So you would think if Roiv of Klai Yisrael paskin one way, you're supposed to follow the Roiv. Turns out it was a mistake. Klai Yisrael acted upon it. You bring the paralam davashal tzibur. When it comes to the halacha of par helam davar shel tzibur, roiv is not enough. You need kuloi. What's the makar to that? Then kol adas Yisrael, kol is the rabbis, not rubai, but kol is the rabbis, even kuloi. Rabbi Yonason added to that, and he said that this would be true even if there were more than 71 members of the bezin. So let's say you have a bezin, and hachav mayaskinun, there's 100 chevra that are sitting there. Even then, you would need all 100 of those dayanim to go and to paskin and make the mistake. But let's say you would even have 71 of the 100 that would make the mistake. That wouldn't be enough. And even though ordinarily 71 is the Sanhedrin Agadol. But once you have 100, you need all 100. And this halacha of kulay would apply to every single person that's now partaking in this Besdin. Yanki showed me a Yerushalmi right here in the beginning of Masechtas Ha'aris that brings this halacha in the name of a different Amayra. Amir Rav Mana Bar Tanchum. Rav Mana Bar Tanchum said, Nichnesu Meya Ad Sheyoyru Kulon. If 100 dayanim would enter the chambers of where the Sanhedrin sat, the only time there would be a par helam davashal tzibur is if all 100 of these dayanim would make the mistake and Bezdin would act upon. Literally, Rabbi Yonason's halacha that we have here in Masechtas Ha'aris continues the Yerushalmi and says, Azoy, Taman, over there, Amar Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira said, now where's there? So over there is in Yerushalmi, Masechtas Sanhedrin, Paragalef, and Yerushalmi, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Paragalef. But either way, Rab Zeira said that Vahu Sheyu Kulon Meirim Mitzad Echad. Now, the context over there was Ibur Hashanah. When it comes to Ibur Hashanah, so at the end of the day, whether or not Bezdin was going to be Ma'abed Hashanah depended on a vote, right? You had to hear what Bezdin had to say. Rav Zeira said there, in the sugyas of Ibur Hashanah, notice, the first Perek Sanhedrin, that's one of the places it's mentioned in Bavli, and in Rosh Hashanah, that's where the Ikra sugya is. But the bottom line is that over there, Rav Zeira said that when it comes to Ibur Hashanah, you need Vahu Sheyu Kulon Meirim Mitzad Echad. You need that all the dayanim should not only agree, but you need that all the dayanim should agree for the same exact reason. Says the Yerushalmi, v'ka, this is real Yerushalmi shprach, ma. What is v'cha mami? Not koma, koma, right? What is v'cha mami? V'cha abidav and tzukum to the halacha fun param davish al tibur ma. Would you have that same tonight, or would you not have that same tonight? It's a fascinating Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings the halacha of the Bavli. This halacha that the Gemara said, Tiyufta de Rabbi Yonis and Tiyufta. And that is that when it comes to the Parim Dovash HaTzibur, you need every single member of the Bezdin to be in agreement. But the Yerushalmi wanted to know, should we also apply? I mean, this is a Chiddush, right? Because ordinarily, Rubek Kikula, we're applying a Chiddush. Should we apply another Chiddush? Should we also apply a Chiddush that you find in the laws of Ibur Shana? And that is that the only time we can paskin based on a consensus of Bezdin is, number one, if all the Dayanim are in agreement, this chiddush that you have over here, but also they all have to be saying what they're saying for the same reason. Is that going to be true when it comes to the par helam davar shel tzibur or not? And the Gemara blibes with a shayla. So let's just explain the shayla a little bit better. You remember in the first parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, the Gemara talked about different reasons that bezin can sometimes be ma'abed hashana. It could be done for this reason, it could be done for that reason. The Yerushalmi says that when the dayanim got together, the only time they were ma'abed hashana is, number one, of all the dayanim that were there felt he should be ma'abed hashana, and they all were coming to for the same reason. But if one said for this reason, the other one said for that reason, even though they ended up in the same place, he took the parkway and he took Route 9, they both ended up in 08701. It doesn't matter. You have to mamish go the same way. If you don't get there in the same exact way, you're not going to have the salacha. So clears the Yerushalmi, I can hear that being that you find the first chiddush that you find by Ibra Hashana here regarding Parum Davish Al Tzibur, and that is, it's not enough Rubik Kukuli, you need everybody. So what would that halacha be? Do you also need that they should all be coming for the same reason, or do you not need that they should all be coming for the same reason? And the Yerushalmi leaves it as an ibayah. The truth is that when it comes to paskening bichlal, when it comes to a bezdin and akri rabim lahatos, we're going to go bas a roiv of the dayanim. You don't need that the roiv of the dayanim should come to their maskana for the same reason. And the makar to this is a mefurish Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'chei yachid neged rabim." This is in Chayshem Mishpat and Hilchas Dayanim. It's in Simin Chaf Hey. It's Sif Beis. If there was a yachid neged rabim, holchen achar rabim b'chol makim. You always follow the rabim. Va'afilu ein harabim maskimim mitam echad. Even if the rabim are not coming for the same reason, each one is coming from his own angle, being that at the end of the day they agree with the halacha, they're considered a rabbin, and we go bust to them. Then it says, this Yerushalmi is a little makar to it, because you see that ordinarily you don't have to be in agreement. It's dafka by Ibra Hashana, and the Gemara has a tzad that maybe it's also true by Parah and Davar Shel Tzibur. Why do you have the tzad by Parah and Davar Shel Tzibur? Because you see it has the other similarity to Ibra Hashana, that you need that all the Dayanim should be in agreement. So maybe it has this similarity as well, that they also should all have to be coming for the same reason, O Shekein, O Shalom. But you see from here that ordinarily that's not the case. So I just want to share with you a Ha'ara that was left on the table when we learned Masechta Sanhedrin. And this is from Agoyin, Rebu from Beira Moshe. This is the Shavua Shechal by Yartzai. It's in Margolos Hayam in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Amud Aleph. He was talking there, Ba'arichos, it's Ois Chaf Beis, if you want to look it up, about the concept of Achri Rabim Lahatos. And we know in yeshiva, this is always a big chakira. Right? How does Rav work? How does Chazaka work? How do Edom work? Is Rav a birer? Is Rav a hanhaga? Right? The Torah says Achri Rabim Lahatos. You have a suffix. So what do you do when you have a suffix? You go bas a Rav. Yishlachkar. What does Rav do? Rav is mevara the suffix, meaning to the extent that I have a Rav, so now a chabshay nishkain suffix, or Rav is not necessarily mevara the suffix, but there's a xeris hakasav. The Torah says, when in doubt, there's certain rules and guidelines that you're able to follow. One of those guidelines is Achri Rabim Lahatos. You're going to go bas a Rav. The pashtis in yeshiva is that chazaka is a hanhaga. Roiv is a birr. That's why Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adiv. It's not that Roiv is be'etzim better than chazaka. V'haraya, Rameir is chayish l'miyuta, he doesn't go basa Roiv, but you don't find anywhere that Rameir doesn't go basa chazaka. The Pnei Yeshua is kasha, right? Dvarim atikim v'neflam, really, really, really not for now. But the point is that usually you learn that Roiv is a birr, but chazaka is a hanhaga. Even in Roy being a bearer, everyone knows the Rosh, right? The Rosh in the Sugi of Takvu Koyin that says even though Roy is a Mevarer, but Midei Seikolay Nafka, it's still a Suffolk. And that's the famous Kasha, that's meant Truvus Reb Kinegan, Shev Shmeitzer. If that's the case, when you have a Roy and it's a Suffolk Tumor Vishos Arabim, if it's still a Suffolk, you should say Seikolay Tor. Right? Dvar Matikin, Ve'in Kavakoyin, the Sugi Zasi Rivadai. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, this is always the big question. The big chakir, ask any yeshiva bach in the world, right? He's going to tell you 11 chakiras. In terms of how do you look at a roif? Right? Is roif a mevarer? There's still a suffix. There's not still a suffix. Says Rabbi Ruvim Margolis something very, very profound. To me, this was very, very novel. Ruvim Margolis says, Hagaba atzmacha. He says, think about this for 1 second. So you have a bezin that's presiding over dinei nefashis. And there's 23 dayanim on this bezin. 13 say Zakai, 10 say Chayiv. What's the halacha? Is Zakai. Or if 13 say Chayiv and 10 say Zakai, what's the halacha? This person is going to be Chayiv. The Ramah says, we just quoted the Ramah 1 second ago, and the Makar seems to be an Unzer Yerushalmi right here, that you don't need that all the Dayanim should be saying the same thing, right? So let's talk about the 13 Mezakim. So one mezaka could be that I hold that it's mutter because it's a Rashba. The other one could say I think it's mutter because it's Yerushalmi. The other one could say it's because it's an Igros Moshe. The other one could say, what do you mean? It's often Allah and Shulchan Aruch. Yerideya Simen Kufla Mitzayin Dalid, right? Everybody could say, the other one's going to say it's Zev Zagarim. The other one is going to say it's Bittul Bashisha. Everyone comes for another reason. What's the halacha? He's going to be Zakai. Says Rabbi Ruvim Margolis, I don't understand. Because the emes is, if you plot it out, you ask 23 people, all 23 people said something else. You know what that means? Each one of these 23 people has 22 people that are saying fakert from him. So where's the raif? Where's the raif? You're telling me, oh, the 10 guys that say chayiv, they're outvoted. What do you mean? The 13 guys that say Zakai are also outvoted. Because there's not one person that agreed with one of the Mezakin. You have 23 people that can't get along. What else is new, right? I mean, that's really what you have over here. These guys are killing each other. Nobody can agree on anything. Even the guys that are saying Zakai are saying, Du bist der Amoritz, no, you're a Buck Amoritz. Lemaise, there's nobody that's agreeing. So said Rabbi Magos, where's the logic in Rife? Bishloimus is fire. If every person had to say the same thing, so does it the right. You have 13 people that see the world exactly the same. They all say Kuflamid Zayin Dalit, not Kuflamid Heyud Gimel. They're all saying the same exact thing. Oh, so if they're all saying the same, right? This is an inside joke in our Chabura. They're all saying the same thing. So if they're all saying the same thing, so then Mimela, I understand. So that's good. Here you have your right. But if everyone is saying something else, then everybody's really outvoted. If everybody is outvoted, so where exactly is the right? I'll tell you what this reminded me of. It's you do it, the Reb Chaim Brisker. This is Reb Chaim and Sefer. He was talking about the halacha of Bittul B'Shishin, right? That's why the tzushtals we had with cherry cask are a good tzushtal. He was talking about Bittul B'Shishin. So everyone knows that if you have a little bit of something in the taruvus and the 60 times of something else connected to the taruvus, the halacha is it's bottle. So he asked the man on the street, what does it mean it's bottle? He's not going to taste it, right? That's what says Reb Chaim. If that's the case, I want to ask you a question. If you would take 1 ounce of 61 different beverages, so 1 ounce of scotch, 1 ounce of bourbon, 1 ounce of tequila, 1 ounce of vodka, and you would fill up 61 ounces, you drink it, you're not going to get drunk, right? It's not going to taste like anything. It'll be sugar like a horse, right? It's not going to taste like anything. Of course it's going to taste like something. What do you mean? Each one of these ounces, each one of these minim is batel b'shishin. I thought when it's batel b'shishin, it's hot nish kain tam. So Reb Chaim was mechich from me, avad is hot that tam. No, the tam is a tam kolish, and the tam is batel. It's not a tam ke'isid that has the ability to go ahead and to make it awesome. That's mamish Reb Ruvim Margolis is taina. He says, you have 23 dayanim. Every person is saying something else. Each guy is batel to the 22 other people. So if that's the case, where exactly is the bearer? So he said it's poshut to him from this halacha, from this Ramah, shteita dover gadol. And that is, he says, to me it's poshut that the Torah is telling us that achri rabim lahatos is lav dafka bearer. There's a din called achri rabim lahatos. And being that there's a din called achri rabim lahatos, that's why we follow Roy. It's a gzeiros akosov that you follow Roy. Because if it was a svara ba'alma, to me, I don't know, if the dayanim are saying the same thing, memela, but if they're saying something else, just like the Mu'it are technically the minority, the rabbim are also the minority, because each person's taina is technically mufrich by everybody else's taina. And afilu hachi, you go baseroif. He said, the emesis is another raya to this. Because why is it that you don't find anywhere, whenever you have an achi rabbim lahatois, you should take into account who exactly it is that's voting? Let's be honest. At the end of the day, you have a bezin of 23. You're not going to tell me all 23 of these dayanim were on the same level, right? I mean, it's poshut as I, not all achreinim are on the same level. So it's poshut, that's the way it is. So how is it possible that if you have a bezin and the bezin's made up of 23 dayanim, you don't find anywhere that we take into account the echos of the individual dayan? As long as there's a roiv, you go bas a roiv. Nothing else matters. He said, that too is very, very mashma to me. That achi rabbi lahatos is a din. It's a gzeiras hakosav. It's rooted in birur. Kamuvin, it's rooted in birur. But at the end of the day, you can't tell me it's a klara birur. And I think this would be very matim with the famous rush, that every time you have a roiv, me they sveik aloi nafke, yen a rush in the sugi of takvukayim, which we're not getting into right now. At the end of the day, the roiv doesn't have the ability to be masalik, the sofik, either way. A very interesting halacha, which at first glance sounds like a technicality. Do you need all the people that are saying zakai to be saying zakai for the same reason? All the people saying chayiv to be saying chayiv for the same reason? It's an afen ramah. It's not debatable. It's an afen ramah. Seems to come from a Yerushalmi right here in the beginning of Masechtas Horeis, related to this halacha of Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Reuven Margolis's fascinating thesis. Again, this is food for thought. So just tein lochachem yechgem. Something to think about a little bit, that to the extent that you can go baser roiv even when every dayan is saying something else, well, that means that every dayan, even the members of the roiv, are technically in the minority. If they're in the minority, what happened to the roiv? Rabbi Margolis has his theory. Does it stim with all the lumdas in yeshiva? I don't think so. But at the same time, adarabba, medafis miyashiv zayin, a little something to think about.